for the American Armed Forces and their allies, a rebroadcast of the Red Skelton Show with Shirley Mitchell, Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, and starring Red Skelton.
Hiya.
Thank you very much. Those CBs, they speak right up. Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Fat?
Oh, just fine, Red. Say, how'd you enjoy your visit to Washington, D.C.?
Oh, I had a fine trip. When I got to Washington, the officials told me I could have anything I wanted, and then they backed out.
Well, did you ask for something hard to get?
Yeah, a hotel room.
Now, you hear you had lunch at the White House.
Yeah, the only thing I didn't like, I didn't get any butter. You know, the chain on my knife was so short, I couldn't reach it. Let's talk about us, though. Do we have anyone with us tonight who plays an important part in our American way of living?
Yes, Red, and I'd like you to meet Tippy O'Connor, a bellboy from one of the finest hotels in Los Angeles.
Well, how are you tonight, O'Connor?
I'm fine, Red.
Say, Tippy, with all the hotels so full these days, I guess they keep you kind of busy, don't they?
Yes, Red, the guests expect us to be everywhere at once.
Really?
Yeah, each one believes that he's the most important one in the hotel. And that we bellboys should be ready to wait on with a drop of a hat.
Yeah, well, it takes more than a drop of a hat to get a bellboy. Something with a little more jingle to it. What hotel do you hop at, Tippy?
Well, I'm the chief bellhop at the No Vacancy Hotel.
Oh, you're kidding. What's the real name of this?
No.
Huh?
No, that's right.
It is?
Yeah.
Either he's lost his place or he's dead. I don't know. Is that the name of the place, really?
Yeah, sure.
No, you're supposed to say, no, we haven't got any room, so it don't make any difference anyhow. Say, do the guests ever try to sneak out without paying their bill?
Yeah, I remember one time we caught a man trying to disguise himself as a woman.
Yeah, I know a fellow who did that once. He tried to run away, see, but the skirt was so tight I tripped and almost broke my neck. I love hotels, though.
Well, most show folks consider a hotel their home.
Yeah, I used to have fun. One time I saw a fellow sitting on a stepladder looking over a transom, and I pushed him off.
A gentlemanly gesture.
No, it was a little crowded for both of us. I used to be a lifesaver in the hotel. I used to look over the transom, you know. I used to look over the transom, and then when the woman yelled for help, I'd run in and save her. Say, tell me, have you ever had any strange experiences in the hotel?
Oh, yeah.
Read what's here, of course.
One time a man called up and he said he had a feeling he was going to die.
Yeah, why?
It seems his wife was standing in front of him with a gun.
Did she shoot him?
I don't know. I don't know, but when they carried him out, he had an extra buttonhole in his shirt.
Well, before I forget it, why do they call you Tippy, huh?
Well, that's the nickname my friends hung on me because I always do extra things for the hotel guests. So that I'll get a bigger tip.
Yeah?
The people seem to think we bellboys like dimes best.
Well, maybe those tight pants you fellows wear, I guess they figure a dime is the only coin will fit in them. Well, oh, brother. Well, thanks for dropping around, Tippy. I promise you, though, if I ever stop at your hotel, I'll give you something bigger than a dime.
You will?
Yeah, a nickel.
Papa's gonna come right back with a dozen pretty medals for souvenirs.
Shoo, shoo, baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas.
gotta keep happy. Stay on those joyful notes and welcome home your pappy with a hey nanny nanny and a mare's a dough.
Choo choo choo, baby. Choo choo choo, baby. Bye bye bye, baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. 1A, Papa, bye bye.
Now we come to our satire on our American way of living. And our subject is hotels. One of the most romantic hotels in the United States are at Niagara Falls. Let's look in on Bolivar Shagnassy, who's just been married. Well, see, here we are on our honeymooning. Kind of exciting, ain't it?
Say, who's that character hanging on the side of the car wiping our windshield? He's been there all day.
That's the guy from the filling station. He won't take no for an answer. Hey, are you hungry? Let's stop and get a hamburger, huh?
I'd rather have a kiss.
Okay.
Let's stop and get a hamburger.
Now, we'll soon be in Niagara, you know.
Well, how's about another kiss?
Okay. Say, I think we got a slow leak in our back tire right there. It's a good thing we're close to the hotel. A hotel, ain't it?
Yeah. Did you make a preservation for the hotel?
A preservation?
Yeah. That means to wire ahead and save us a room.
That's what I like. Brilliant women, you know. Yes, I did, but all they had left was a two-room suit. That's the hotel where we're going to stay, huh?
Ain't this romantic?
Yeah.
The honeymoon hotel.
What does that sign say? The honeymoon lodge. That brief pause on your way to Reno.
Hey, Bolivar, park up by the door so I won't have so far to carry the trunk.
Okay.
Don't they have any bellboys in this hotel?
Who cares? Come on, let's get in. Let's get in.
Well, when we walk through the lobby of the hotel, don't let anybody know we're just married.
Okay, you carry the bags then, will you?
Look, so that we won't know we're just married, let's talk about something else.
Okay, okay. Tell me, you shot much pool lately?
Front boy, good afternoon.
Howdy, Doc. We have a reservation.
I'm the hotel manager. My name is Boo Root. We have your reservation.
Well, how do you know? Don't you want my name?
No, I have a name. My name is Boo Root. Now, do you want the $10 a day room or the $5 a day room?
Well, what's the difference? And don't say $5, either.
Well, the $10 room has heat, and the $5 room has heat, but not until summer. But we're all out of the $5 room.
Well, I'll tell you, then give us one of the $10 rooms for $5 and open a window, huh?
Sorry, you can't open the windows. That's why they're warmer. No fuel.
Oh, well, then we'll take one of the $10 rooms.
How long will you be here?
Oh, about a week.
Well, then you'll want a bed, won't you?
Right. I think so. Don't you think so? Yeah, we think so.
Now, for $5 extra, I can give you a feather bed with a pillow.
Well, what do I get for a dollar, mashed potatoes and a blanket?
Sorry, no blanket.
All right.
Oh, bellboy, front.
Yes, sir.
Take these presents to the bridal suite.
Yes, sir. Right this way, Mr. President.
Yeah. Say, where are we going? Down in the basement?
Oh, you'll like it down here. The last guest fired the furnace, and the manager knocked 50 cents off his bill.
Really?
Oh, we don't care, Bolivar, as long as we're together.
Yeah.
Kiss me.
You know, you're going to wear out my kisser, you know.
Well, here you are, folks.
Yeah.
If I may offer a word of advice, sleep in the bin nearest to the furnace. That's the soft coal.
Yeah. Well, shall we go in, huh?
Bolivar, ain't you forgetting something?
Oh, yeah, that threshold stuff. Well, see, Daisy.
kiss me, dear. Just think, Bolivar, we're married.
Yeah, well, we can't stand here all day. You can put me down now.
Well, is everything all right? Do you want any ice water?
Oh, no, thanks. Wait a minute. I thought they advertised running water in every room.
Well, what do you think this is seeping through the wall, bourbon? Well, I'll be going now.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Well, I guess I'll be all in.
That's all. Thank you, sir.
You're quite sure.
Okay, you win. Give him a tip, will you, Dan?
Here you are.
Oh, a new penny.
Did you have to give him a new one?
Alone at last.
No, I'm still here. Yeah, here we are, all alone. Just you and me. Just you and I. How about a little game of tiddlywinks, huh? Hey, what's the matter?
You don't love me no more. You ain't kissed me for an hour.
I'm resting. Say, you know, this ain't a very nice room to bring a bride to, you know.
Oh, I don't mind.
Well, if I knew it was going to be in the basement, we could have rented the phone booth in the subway back in New York. You know?
I think it's romantic. Listen, you can hear Niagara Falls.
Hotels in Washington, D.C. have a tough time accommodating guests. They turn down congressmen and even men like Willie Lump Lump.
Service! Pipe down, will you?
What's going on here? I'm the manager.
Where's my room? Where's my room?
Oh, you dreamer, you. The line forms in Kansas City.
Now, wait a minute. I stop here all the time, I do.
You've been a guest at this hotel?
No, I always pay.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't remember ever seeing you in this hotel before.
Oh, I remember. The room wasn't very big either. I want a bigger one this time. The last one was so small, my dog couldn't wag his tail sideways. Had to wag it up and down. Look, I tell you, I've stopped here before, and I got towels to prove it.
Well, I'm very sorry, but we haven't any room. Why, do you realize that a room on the fifth floor, we have 12 people sleeping in one bed?
Well, let's go up and make it 13. I ain't superstitious. I like a room with twin bathtubs, too.
Twin bathtubs?
Like to wash both feet at once.
We ain't got no vacancy.
No, you ain't got no... Look, you gotta give me a room. I'm a sick man, I am. I can't breathe, you know.
You can't breathe? Well, if you can't breathe, how do you keep alive?
I got a priority.
What was the last time you breathed?
Well, I breathed in on Monday, breathed in on Tuesday, and breathed in on Wednesday.
Why don't you breathe out?
Oh, no, sir. If I ever let go now, there wouldn't be a cherry tree left standing in Washington.
Pardon me, but are you the manager?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, do you have any place where I can sleep?
Sorry, not a place.
Thanks. Come here, come here, come here. If you hurry, you can get the quarters where I slept last night.
Well, where is it?
Well, you go straight down F Street until you hit the big sign that says Wall Bank, and then you look around trying to see a number or a door, 97345673211.
97354631?
Yeah.
Kind of a hotel is that?
Who said anything about a hotel? It's a boxcar I slept in.
Well, I couldn't sleep in a boxcar. I'm moving out of the hotel where I'm stopping now because it's so weird.
Spooky, huh?
Yes, when I walk down the hall, I get a feeling that someone's following me.
Yeah, you know I had that feeling once, and it turned out to be my underwear creeping up on me.
Oh, well. I'll try some other place.
Okay.
Okay, I found a room for you.
Good, good.
Do you want an inside room or an outside room?
It's raining. You better make it inside.
Sign here.
Okay, let's see. Jones, Harrison, Hamilton, Space, Wilkie.
Look. Never mind reading the register. Just sign it.
Oh, no, you don't. I don't sign nothing till I read it.
Thank you.
Hotels have their hands full when youngsters like Junior is a guest. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little Ken. Hey, Mummy, look out the window. Look down there. Everybody look like midgets.
Junior, don't lean out that window. What do you want to do, fall on somebody and hurt them? Now, what do you want me to look at?
Look over in the park there at Papa. I know horse. Look.
Where?
Over there.
Oh, that isn't your father. That's a statue.
Boy, he sure could pass for Papa anymore. They both look plaster, don't they?
Now, Junior, go in the other room and play while I finish unpacking
the
bag.
Okay, okay. I will go play. Oh, look, a hammer. Boy, I'd love to lay on these things. Oh. Hey, Mom, call down. Tell him get somebody to come up and clean this room. That spider web looks just like a hammer. Hey, Mama, can I go down to the lobby and look at the people?
No, you can't. You just want to ride that elevator.
No, I don't. The elevator's broke. I threw a bag of walnuts down its gap and then cut the cable, I done.
Well, what for?
Well, does you know any better way to crack walnuts?
Oh, you're just kidding, of course.
You just keep laughing, that's all. Oh, somebody at the door. Somebody at the door. Welcome, welcome.
Howdy, Sandy.
How you do?
Do you think it'll be all right through us windows?
Sure, sure. I will help you. Let me have that vase, sir. Let me have that vase.
Now, see here. Why did you smash that window?
So you could work it. It was too big to get in your widow bucket the way it was. Hey, what's this thing? What's this thing here?
That's a sponge.
Why don't you get a new one? That's when you're all full of holes. Hey, let me help you, honey.
No. You're too small to be washing windows.
No, I'm not.
Who is it?
It's the window washer. The window washer.
Well, stay out of his way.
No, I'm going to help him. Give me the brush. I'm going to dab up the window.
Stop that.
Oh, he really isn't hurting anything. Besides, that'll help him keep him out of my way.
Hey, there's a spot on the window that won't come out. Oh, it's out now.
Oh, I knew you'd do something like that.
Now, don't you hit me.
Don't
you hit me.
The man is standing on it. Oh, I told you he was on top of that ladder.
He's laying on the floor, you know.
Now get into that bedroom and lie down.
No, okay. Just help me. They're not going to nail me down in this room. I ain't never been in a hotel before. I'm going to look around. Oh, the door is open. I think I'll run up and down the hall and stretch me with a leg, boy. Oh, this is really good to get out of here. Listen to that guy snoring now. Hey, roll over on your back. Roll over on your back. Hey, the door's open. Yeah, he must have the same kind of sickness me Pop has. There's a bottle of the same kind of medicine on it. Maybe it's the time. It looks like it's too tight. I'll take these scissors off the dresser and snip off a little piece of his tie. Yeah, sure. Now, I think if I snip off another piece of his tie. I ain't doing any agony. I'm going to snip off a great big piece now. I wonder if lower lips are really necessary.
Oh, how did you get in this room?
I thought you were going to explode, so I come in to disconnect your fuse, I guess.
Well, you shouldn't sneak into people's rooms.
Really?
You look like a good boy.
Yeah.
Tell me, what kind of a boy are you?
I could answer that, but I gotta wait 10 years before I can use that kind of language, you know.
Say, you're smart for a kid, aren't
that's
you?
That's very smart, boy. Ask me a question. Go ahead.
Well, all right.
Make a good one now.
Who discovered America? I said, who discovered America?
That's a good one, too, boy.
Well, I asked you a question.
I know you did. So what? I guess you'd ask me a question. I ain't not gonna answer it.
You know anything about arithmetic?
Yes, I do.
Is 4 minus 2?
That's subtraction.
How would you like to make a dime?
Not me, boy. Me pop made some money once, and the FBI got pretty mad at him, my dad.
No. I mean, run an errand for me.
Okay, I will go. I'm going to get whipping anyhow for running out of room.
Did you find the money in that dresser drawer?
Okay.
I'll take a half dollar.
You must be a new man around here.
Hey, don't tear that dollar bill.
Well, you told me to take a half a dollar, didn't you? Look, I'll be right back. Oh, there's that room with that little dog in it. I think I'll peek through the keyhole at him.
I thought there was someone peeking. How can I keep you from peeking through that keyhole?
Leave the door open one way or another.
What do you want to do, grow up to be a peeping Tom?
Not me. I let me pop go his way, I go mine.
What room do you live in. I'm going to tell your mother.
Oh, no, don't do that. I only want to see the little dog, you know. I love little dogs. I'd give anything to Wolf. If I had a little dog, I'd take a long walk, I would.
Really?
Yeah,
well, would you like to take him out for a walk?
Yeah, I love it. What's in it? Oh, that's me, Mommy. That's me, Mommy.
What are you doing out in this hall now? I told you to... By Bing!
Harriet! Well, it's nice to see you here.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Mm. I came in to get my eyes examined. Mm. Is this your little boy?
Yes, he is.
My. He sure is a wonderful little fellow. I'd love to have one just like him.
Oh, Bray, you better get your head examined, too. Hey, look, I can stand on this table and do a high dive in a selfie. Watch me. Kind of high, and I missed it, too.
Did you hurt yourself?
According to what you're going to do to me. Wait till I look in the mirror. I'll see if I okay. Oh, I cracked me, little jaw. I cracked me, little jaw.
No, you didn't.
Look, doctor. Oh, I forgot I parted me hair in the middle.
Say, Bee, would you like to come down to our room while I unpack?
Oh, yes.
I'll be right back, kiddos. I'll be right back. Hey, mister, here, I'm sorry. We got company in here. It's an old friend of Mummy's, and I can make more money eavesdropping for Pop. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Well, see, neighbor. It's good to see an old face.
Yes, and you certainly is well-equipped, too.
Junior, go play.
Hey, look, there's me gun in me suitcase. Would you like to see me gun, lady?
Why, yes.
Yes, you play hunter, huh? You be a big bear, and I'll let you have it right between the eyes, boy.
It won't hurt. Hey, Junior.
No.
Are you sure you packed your pop gun? That one looks like your father's.
No, this is mine. Look, see? It's Pop.
The Red Skelton Show is rebroadcast especially for you soldiers, sailors, marines, and coast guardsmen of the United Nations. Now, in the time still remaining, we invite you to listen to the modern music of Raymond Scott.